We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For the last several months, I have been talking about how the decisions that we are making today, and we're being told that to be responsible, to be a good citizen, to be a good neighbor, we have to shut things down. We have to obey the rules. And some people have taken that to the nth degree, and they've started reporting their neighbors. I mean, like this weekend, I think everybody was kind of half joking about the neighbor calling the cops if you had too many cars out in front of your house. Look, there's going to be some long-term ramifications to the actions that we're taking right now. And somebody who's seeing this up close, and I don't want to drag him into politics. He's usually pretty diplomatic when he comes on the air, is Dave Saunders, who is with Madison and Maine, the public relations firm. And, you know, we talked to Dave after the Super Bowl about the best ads and everything. You may not know that a few years ago he bought a very, very famous restaurant in Lynchburg called the Texas Inn. They call it the Tea Room, I think. And man, when I saw your Facebook post the other day about what you're going through trying to keep this kind of legendary institution alive, I didn't know whether to yell or to cry. I mean, it sounds like a really miserable situation. How are you? Are you okay?
Good morning, John. I'm okay.
Yeah,
I think over the last couple of months, I've just kind of run through the absolute range of emotions from sad to mad to, confused to frustrated. I'm happy this weekend, basically, on how our customers are supporting us. They've really rallied to our cause.
Well, you remember a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you were listening to the show, when Alonzo and I went to Lynchburg and we did the show from the Craddock Terry Hotel. And on our way out of town, I said, oh, my God, we got to stop at the Texas Inn because Dave owns it. So we stopped in and had a wonderful burger. But there was this moment, because it's such a small, kind of tiny, hole-in-the-wall type place, you know, we walked in the door with our masks on, and then 24 inches later, we were seated at the counter, and I was like, well, do we need to wear the mask? Do we not need to wear the mask? But I didn't want to get in trouble, especially, you know, out of town. Is that what's happened here? People are upset about the masks, and then there are these nannies who are calling the governor's office or something? Or
there's a couple of things here. The problem is the one-size-fits-all rule for everybody, and we have had this. We are a dinosaur in the modern age. This is a Depression era lunch counter with 15 stools. All right. Yeah. Two locations now, you know, one with 15 stools, the other with 18 stools. First of all, you come in with Alonzo, for example, and you sit together. The servers would assume that you're coming in and sitting as a party. Okay. So they don't ask you to socially distance.
Right.
But let's say that you and Alonzo come in at the same time and you are with two different parties. Well, then you're supposed to sit two stools apart. Well, we're supposed to figure this out. Someone else comes in and says, hey, those two guys are sitting together and they're not supposed to be sitting together, so I'm going to call the health department, right?
Yeah.
Now, add on that the fact that servers have to wear a mask, according to VDH, but Department of Labor and Industry says, no, a cook doesn't, because you can't have a cloth mask on a cook over a hot flame, okay?
Right.
That's a fire hazard.
Right.
So I have a plexiglass, I've removed the stools, but I have cooks sitting over the grill without a mask. The server, 2 feet later, has a mask. Somebody comes in and says, your employees aren't wearing a mask. We're going to call the Department of Health. People standing in line for to-go orders. They're not standing 6 feet, even though we put giant red buttons on the floor saying you're supposed to stand 6 feet apart. They come in, maybe they're together, right? Two guys on the construction crew grabbing a couple of burgers. They're standing together in line. Well, they're not socially distanced. We're going to call the health department and report you anonymously. Over the last 6 months, we've been reported six times anonymously by our neighbors. And in many cases, you can go back through and look at the videotape. We were reported for having a large party in 12 people on 15 stools that did not socially distance, John. Grandma, grandpa, kids, and the grandkids, all 12 of them. I know the family. I know the family very, very well. Yeah. I saw the video. They all came in. Grandpa paid. They have four generations of this family's been eating at my establishment. A lady came in, walked in to get her to-go, saw the people sitting at the counter, ruffled her feathers, and walked out and reported us literally 1 minute later from the parking lot to the health department.
What in the world?
These kind of things just start to drive you nuts after a while. You do everything to obey the rules, and then you're following the rules, but this anonymous system says, you know, to hell with that. You can actually just report anybody for any reason. It can be a competitor. It can be a disgruntled former employee. It can be someone who, for example, we know that we asked someone to wear a mask. They were upset. He called up and said, well, fine, screw you. I have a health issue, and if you're going to make me wear a mask, I'm going to report you to the health department.
Oh, God.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. So we get reported for following the rules.
So did you get hit with a fine? I mean, you're still open. The place is still open right now, yeah?
I think unlike some places that have been closed, I'm not going to mention them by name.
Okay.
Some that have taken this to a political thing and said, look, you know what? Screw you. We're not going to follow the rules. That's not what we're doing. We are following the rules. You tell us what they are and we'll do them. I have two sets of rules for two different restaurants because I have two different health inspectors. That's even more bizarre. At one place, it's okay to put a napkin on the counter. The other place, you have to hand the napkin to the customer. I kid you not. Two different restaurants, 7 miles apart, two different sets of rules because it depends upon what the health inspector interprets the executive order to be. But yes, it's true, John. I got a 7-page letter the other day detailing all the different things that the law requires. And it says you need to take corrective action. If you don't, you may have your license suspended without a hearing. You will lose your ability to operate a restaurant. You may be subject to a Class 1 misdemeanor and civil injunctive relief, which I understand now to be a $10,000 fine. So,
wow. So what do you do? I'm watching the clock, but what do you do to fix this?
What we do is we do what we've done the last 12 times that we've been inspected at that location over the last 6 months. Normally it's once a year, John. This is 12 times in 6 months. Every time there's a complaint, they send another health inspector by. Health-wise, we have 100% grade. It's the cleanest place in Lynchburg to eat.
Right.
COVID-wise, we continue to get some sort of issue. But we have to rectify the failure to comply and ensure that parties are seated at least 6 feet apart and that there is spacing and that every employee wears a mask.
Well, I wanted to have you on, and I promised I wouldn't drag you into politics, and I want to keep that promise, so I won't go down that road because you are a pretty diplomatic guy. The many times we've had lunch, you've seen both sides of things, so I give you credit. You're a pretty diplomatic person. But I appreciate that you're willing to come on and talk about this publicly, because over the last several months, most business people that I have watched on Facebook and have talked to personally have said, oh, yeah, John, I'm happy to talk to you, but my God, I can't go out in public and explain what I'm going through because I'm worried that I'll be mistreated here. And I think the average person needs to understand what someone like you, who has bought an institution in Lynchburg and is trying to keep it afloat, is going through. This is life or death for this company and for the people who work for you. That's an awful situation to be in.
I don't want this place to go under on my watch, you know, after 85 years. I didn't buy it to let it kind of wither on the vine.
Right.
You're right, John. I mean, here's the thing, in terms of business relationships and stuff like that, you know, we're not red, you know, we're not blue, you know, we're green, right? So the green is what matters.
That's a smart way to be.
I've got half of my customers voted for Biden, half of my customers voted for Trump, I'm sure. And it's not a political thing. This is just, I would say, a government overreach in terms of trying to navigate, trying to do business in this age and with these restrictions, trying to figure out where does the compliance begin and where does the overreach begin for a business owner.
Yeah.
We're not used to enforcing laws.
Right.
And now we're in the unlikely position of having to do that.
You have your own little Gestapo waitress at the door, which is the last thing anybody wants.
Well,
Dave Saunders, the CEO over at Madison and Main, and owns and operates the Texas Inn in Lynchburg, the Tea Room. Listen, hang in there. I appreciate you being bold enough to come on and talk about it, Dave. Thank you.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me. Always good to hear from you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.